It is not a legislative review program today. It's more of a get to meet the new general manager for KWBG. Paul Clark is our new general manager. And Paul, thanks for joining us.
Hey, I'm happy to fill in, but I did want to mention, if nominated, I will not run. If elected, yeah, I will not serve.
Yes. There we go.
So let's get that right out there.
Right here. Some folks will know, some folks will recognize you. You're from the area. And for those that were around when I first started, okay, there are two or three of you. Paul was here then.
Yeah.
This is your second round at KWBG.
Second tour of duty. Yeah, I started here in 1987. Not here. We were in the livery.
Yep.
Top floor of the livery. I was still in college. And so I got an internship with KWBG, made $100 a month, which was actually pretty good for an internship.
Yeah.
So anyway, that evolved. Got finished with school, had an opening chance to go full-time with KWBG, and did that for a couple years. And then, as is the norm in radio, I moved on. Mm-hmm. When you're a young radio guy, typically, or gal,
yeah,
a couple years here, a couple years there. So I moved on. I went to Pella. And eventually landed over in Blair, Nebraska for a number of years. But we've been back in central Iowa almost 20 years now.
Doing radio business when you made those moves, or involved with a few other? Because I know you were doing you were in the sports area.
Yeah, I don't know if I just couldn't hold a job or what, but I've done a few different things. I've done some radio, worked at a newspaper, worked at a magazine, worked in small college athletics. For a number of years at a little NAIA college that is mm-hmm. no longer there, and then I later worked for their conference, but came back to Central Iowa. I owned and published a website called Cyclone Report. People that are hardcore college football or basketball fans probably will have heard of Rivals.com. It's a big national mm-hmm. network, and I was their Iowa State guy.
Okay.
So did that for 17 years or so, been semi-retired for a couple years, but...
And all of a sudden,
heard about this.
Well, it's part of it is because you've been on KWBG, part of the Cyclone Report.
Yeah,
because I remember Ryan. It was almost a weekly thing there when he was doing his pregame football game, and part of it was to do a visit with you.
So, yeah, for a number of years, Ryan had me on in that role, and mm-hmm. then also had on my colleague that covered Iowa. On the Rivals.com network. So, yeah, I was on for a number of years. And, you know, I never disconnected from Boone County. I've got my in-laws still live here. My wife is an Ogden grad. My daughter now lives in Boone County. She's been down in Madrid here for the last couple of years. So, and we've lived right across the county line in Story City for the last 19 years. So never really disconnected, but it's fun to be back.
Well, we had an opportunity. Again, we started looking for a manager because Carol had decided she was going to opt for something else, had a better opportunity, an opportunity that fit what she was looking for. I know Ryan had posted it. That's where you saw it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a big believer in buying advertising on Facebook, but I think Facebook is a real good way to communicate with people and share with people that already know who you are and that. But yeah, Ryan shared it on Facebook. I'm Facebook friends with you and Ryan both, and that's how I found out about it. So, I mean, the fact that you and Ryan were here was a big selling point, not only because I already knew you, but I also knew that you had made this long-term commitment to Boone, both of you. And I'm not sure that I hope Boone people realize how rare that is and how fortunate the community is that you've been here 30-plus, Ryan, I think 15-plus,
yeah,
something like that. That's very unusual for small market radio, and I hope the people of Boone appreciate that.
Well, one of the things, of course, coming in, so you get to go around and meet, obviously, it doesn't quite look the way it did when you left many years ago.
A few changes, yeah, for sure.
But an opportunity for you now. You've been out meeting different clients and getting a chance. So that's part of the big thing. You got to come back and get reintroduced to everybody and let them know you're here.
Yeah, and so far, I don't think I've met anyone that I knew from before or that would know me. I think Steve Duffy over at Duffy Appliances, one. He doesn't remember me, but I remember him.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, it does change. I mean, you see familiar buildings and you see familiar landmarks, but in terms of business leaders, owners, managers, whatever, it's a whole new cast of characters. And that's fun. That's a good thing to get in here and start meeting new people.
So working on doing it, well, advertising, obviously, working with them on that. And since you've had the background also in some newspaper, magazine, and on the social media side, you can cover all the aspects working with people.
Well, I'd like to say I know a little bit about a lot of things.
That's a good way.
And if you go back to journalism school and journalism training, that's one of the first things you learn is you need to know a little bit about a lot of things. So I guess I took that to heart. But I think KWBG has done a very good job starting to, you know, we're never going to not be proud of our legacy as an AM radio station since 1950, but we have to do things to meet today's listeners where they're at. And, you know, you guys are already doing a great job of that, and I only want to take that further, whether it's adding that FM translator. I mean, what a huge step forward that is. The live streaming. People can listen to KWBG on their phone, on their iPad, on their computer. You're no longer limited by that coverage map that sort of follows a radio station around. It's a worldwide media when you think about it. People can listen to KWBG anywhere in the world on the internet. You're podcasting. You're creating podcasts. So we have to meet a new generation of listeners where they're at, and we have to let people know how many people in Boone still don't know about the FM translator, how many know they can listen on their phone. So that's what we need to
keep pushing,
getting the word out that's out there.
I was going to say, there's the technology has changed a lot. It's not, we're not working with the same kind of equipment we did when you departed and I came in. I mean, that's changed a lot in the interim. And we have some new things that are coming. We're going to get ourselves a new transmitter, folks. Supply chain issue, but I think they've got a lot of that resolved, so we're hoping to be able to get that in here fairly soon. New AM transmitter.
Transmitters must last about 34 years because we were in the process of trying to get a new translator or a new transmitter. When I was here before, our old transmitter at that time was on its last leg. So I know when Glenn Olson bought the station, that was one of the first major things he had to do. And
that's the one we're looking to replace.
I assumed it was. So if you're ever buying an AM transmitter, you can figure on 30-plus years, but that's probably the end of the road. It's kind of like a furnace. If you get 30 years out of it, you've done well.
So anyway, we're working on that. I know some of the other things that people we're going to be talking about and letting people know about is you are looking at some potential programming adjustments right now. Again, just trying to smooth out some of the morning and things like that.
Well, yeah.
No, we're not bringing back, I'm sorry, Tradio.
Tradio.
Not necessarily coming
back. That was actually written into my contract. We will not bring back Tradio. And I know some people still love it, but I can remember doing the Tradio.
Oh, show. Yeah.
And
there are places where it still goes.
Some days. For sure. Yeah. But, I think it's just a matter of finding some good, some quality national news shows, talk shows, things that are non-divisive, non-polarizing, but still able to provide information and some commentary. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I love the AgriTalk show that we have at 10 o'clock. I don't have any agriculture background at all. I'm a lifetime townie. That's an entertaining show. That's an interesting show because they make it that way. Mm-hmm. And so for people that are in agribusiness, not only do they get an entertaining show, they also get some great content. You know, Brownfield, fantastic ag content, Radio Iowa, so forth and so on. But yeah, we're just looking for some programming that we could plug in that fits what KWBG does. Our local blocks, morning, noon, and night, or afternoon, are the strength of our programming. That's what KWBG does that nobody else can do or will do. But in the interim, we need some compelling national content, good talk, good news, and that's what we're looking for.
So we'll have that again. Don't have anything finalized yet, but still looking and seeing what's going to best fit to mesh with what's going on.
And I would say no earth-shattering changes, but hopefully some small enhancements.
Okay.
Let's say that.
People will want to know, going to keep the Cubs?
Going to keep the Cubs, absolutely. that's a coup for a small-town station, really, especially this close to the Metro. And the Cubs were... Again, 34 years ago, I guess, when I left, 35 years ago when I was here, Cubs had already been on KWBG for quite some time.
Yeah.
And they've been on, I don't even know when it started, but we're talking decades.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll be keeping Cubs baseball for sure.
And you've got some support for that from a couple of businesses that want you to keep the Cubs.
Absolutely.
There,
so. The nice thing about Cubs baseball is it will bring listeners to KWBG who maybe aren't regular listeners Monday through Friday, but they will come to KWBG for the Cubs specifically. So it's a strength, and it's great to be one of their affiliates.
Iowa State, obviously. Keep Iowa State.
Yeah, hard not to. What, 15 miles down the road? Obviously, I'm an Iowa State guy, and so I'm glad we are Iowa State. If we weren't, I would certainly appreciate the other school, the school out east. because they're also quite popular, but we'll be an Iowa State affiliate for sure.
Okay, and then obviously a lot of local sports
is huge. I mean, when you get right down to it, whether you're talking about sports or news or whatever, people really like to hear the names of people that they know on the radio. They want to hear their neighbors' names. They want to hear their friends, their coworkers, their acquaintances, their family. So the more local names you can get on your local radio station, the better. So Ryan Wendt's been here 15 years, give or take, a couple times. I think he was here, left, and came back.
Yeah.
A familiar theme. So, Ryan does a great job, and we just have to figure out a way to get out to as many games as we possibly can. And, again, those are streaming. Ryan's archiving all of those, so you can go back and listen on demand at Network One, I think that service is called. If you miss a game or you were at the game and you want to go back and hear some of the big plays, you can do that as well. Another good example of meeting today's listeners where they're at.
Well, so we've had a couple of site changes again since you were here. So our new location over here on Keeler Street now. You missed being in the bank building when we moved there.
The one thing I do miss,
people ask me about that, and I said the part I miss is being able to look out over the 8th and Story. That was always a great place to look out and see what was happening.
Yeah, I mean, with all due respect to every historic building in downtown Boone, to me, that building is...
It's iconic.
It is. It's iconic, and it really is to me anyway, it's the anchor of downtown Boone. And so to be on the top floor of that building for as long as you were, and if I remember right, that was actually at least the second time that KWBG had been there.
Yeah.
They had been there at one point, went to the livery, and then went back. And I think that space sat there unused that entire time that KWBG was in the livery. And so it was just a case of going back in, I guess, fresh carpets, fresh coat of paint, and a lot of new radio equipment.
Right,
so.
We did have, of course, coming back toward this location now, or moving to this location, we are closer to our original starting place back in 1950.
And that was where?
It was right across the street.
Okay.
Over here, when it was owned, Boone News Republic, Garvey's owned both the newspaper and the radio station.
And the old newspaper building is, what, two doors south here?
Yep, across the parking lot.
It's being renovated.
Yep. And right across the street was where KWBG started.
I learned something on TuneIn this morning right there.
We got it right there.
Yeah, so, for sure.
But that was a long time ago and stuff.
And
they met a lot of different places since
then. And this building was, what, Aaron's Motor Company or something when it was originally built? A car dealership.
Yep, car dealership. And then we've had, R&W was in here for a while.
Yeah.
And then... Specification Chemical was here.
Gotcha. So no, it's a beautiful facility. It's the installation here is so well done. Should serve us well.
So and we're showing him, now, here's this new computer that we're using in the software. He gets to learn all this stuff, too. Plus, get out there and continue to meet people. So
yeah, and really, 20 years, give or take, since my last stint in commercial radio. So did we have automation 20 years ago? Yeah, we did.
But not like this.
Not like this. So yeah. It's been a learning experience for sure.
Well, we've got, and we know more changes will continue to come along. And that's one of the challenges for at least local radio to be able to do that. Big thing for you, though, is continuing to meet people, businesses, and listening to what they want to do on for advertising purposes. And best way, just call the station, make contact with you.
Yeah, for sure. Call the station 2046 or gm@kwbg.com is my email. I'm happy to get out and see everybody, and I'll proactively be getting out to see as many businesses as possible. But if I haven't gotten to you yet and you'd like to learn a little bit about how radio advertising works and how KWBG might be able to serve you and your business, obviously I would love to have that conversation.
We're working around a lot of different things. He gets to learn all.
All at once.
He comes and says, What do we do here?
This is the last day of my third week, and this was the first morning that I didn't wake up early with my mind racing about radio stuff. So I don't know what that, I guess that means I'm comfortable now.
Maybe it was the weather. I don't know. The cold.
That means maybe on some level I think I've got it all figured out, but I certainly know better.
Well, anyway, Paul Clark is our new general manager, and again, We are still in the process of looking to fill a receptionist position, and got a few people that have expressed an interest in that. So
yeah, and it's a neat position because it's so much, it's really diverse. I mean, there's the reception quality to it, certainly. There's the office manager quality to it, but also a lot of important work, what we call in the radio business traffic, which is our program logs, all of our commercials, all of our advertising, all of our scheduling. So it's a great position, and we're just looking for somebody that can come in and like me, learn for a while, and then really take off with it.
All right. Paul Clark, our guest on our Tuned In program for you at this time here on KWBG. Paul, thanks for taking some time to visit. And folks, if you want to get together and visit with him, easy enough to do. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Jim.